The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
New legislation was approved yesterday that will allow e-scooters, now to be called PPTs, or powered personal transporters, to be used on Irish roads. Joining me now is the motoring correspondent for the Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And do they define these scooters, because they come in all shapes and sizes?
They do, Pat. So basically, they're defined as being designed for one person not having a weight over 55 kilos and with a speed limit not below 6 kilometres and not above 25, so fitting in between that. So that's what they're defining as this new vehicle class, basically.
So most of the ones that I see on the road would qualify as PPTs. You suspect that the minister wants to have tourists and so on being able to avail of the casual hiring of these PPTs. So therefore, one presumes no license will be required.
Yeah, it looks like they won't require license, insurance or tax, nothing like that. And remember, this was the issue beforehand. This is why they were illegal on the roads, because they were defined as mechanically propelled vehicles. And that meant you needed all of these requirements and yet you couldn't legally get them. So this is the idea. Now, there are apparently quite a large number of providers that are waiting to supply the market. So there's a huge demand for this. And obviously, Pat, we're one of the last countries in Europe to legislate for e-scooters. So it's not before time.
Now, if they're on hire, for example, if someone offends, presumably there's a chip in the hire scooter and they can find out from the company who was riding the scooter at the time of the offence, and therefore presumably they can track them down and find them or prosecute them or whatever. But the other user, the owner user who disobeys the law, and I was hit by one last weekend in Kilbogat Park. Yesterday I saw one driving against me in the traffic on a one-way street. How do I find out who these people are?
Yeah, well, Pat, I presume they would have to be, you'd have to actually witness them doing this. Like a guard would actually have to see them breaking the law in order to actually do anything about it. I mean, I think that will be an issue there. But I suppose I would hope that with this legislation comes actual regulation around and a framework around the operation of them, which should discourage people. You know, if there's proper places for them to be, we would hope that people, most people will comply with it. Because at the moment, there's no regulation around it because they are illegal.
Now, what are they saying about bicycle lanes? Are they going to be sharing those lanes with the cyclists?
You see, this we don't know at the moment. This will all happen as the bill progresses through the Oireachtas, and I suppose this is up for discussion at the moment as to what spaces they can use. Is it roads, bike lanes, pavements, whatever? So all of this, as I said, Pat, at the moment none of this is regulated. This will allow for this, and it'll happen as the bill progresses through the Oireachtas and afterwards.
Now, they won't be allowed on the motorways, that's for sure, because they can't go fast enough to be on a motorway. Also, they would be quite vulnerable. The question will be, do they have to wear helmets to drive these things? Because I see in one of the details that they won't be allowed to use entertainment devices while they're on them. In other words, they won't be able to listen to the radio.
Yeah, I don't see it that it's going to be mandatory for helmets or anything like that. When the Road Safety Authority made submissions to the Department of Transport last year on this issue, they did say that they would recommend encouraging e-scooter users to wear helmets in the same way as they would cyclists, but they wouldn't be making it mandatory, so I can't see that happening. There will be an age limit of over 16, and they won't obviously be allowed to exceed a speed limit of 25 kilometres. So that's as far as it goes at the moment for sort of safety regulations.
It says it'll be an offence to use a phone or entertainment device while operating a powered personal transporter. There is in this bill, at the outline of it, I looked at some of the provisions of it, the Gardaí would be able to seize vehicles, motorbikes, cars and so on. I presume they'll have the power also to seize scooters if people offend.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, they currently have the power to seize them because they're illegal on the road. But I would assume they will have that because they have mentioned, now there's quite a lot in the bill, but they have mentioned in the bill about extending the guards' powers, because one of the things they can do is they can seize scramblers now if they're not being used correctly or if they're for antisocial use. So I would imagine that power will extend to all of these PPTs, as they're calling them.
Yeah, and there's a lot in this bill which looks at the M50, the variable speed limits and so on, but we're still awaiting the bill itself, and of course the details will be ironed out and altered, I'm sure, as it goes through committee on its way to legislation. Are they promising any date for the implementation of all of this, Ger?
I think the hope is that it will be concluded before Christmas. But you know yourself, Pat, this, you know, we will see how fast it actually progresses.
Yeah. I mean, I can see the great use of them. You might be commuting from Maynooth, for example, to Houston Station and then taking off on your scooter, which you've, you know, folded up or whatever, and heading off down to the IFSC. You can see the great handiness in all of these things, but you'd like to think they'd be used responsibly. Anyway, Ger, thank you very much for joining us. That's Ger Herbert, motoring correspondent with The Sunday Independent.